T minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to PDGA Radio's coverage of the 2008 Professional Disc Golf Association's World Championships. It's being brought to you by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, and this is the first of six special episodes that will be available throughout the week as part of an expanded effort by PDGA Media to fully cover this historical event. On this edition of PDGA Radio, I'll preview the weekend's events and talk with the assistant tournament director about other events that will highlight the week-long festivities in beautiful Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. We'll also take a quick look at the always important yet uncontrollable weather forecast. Your first look at the Disc Nation leaderboard is coming up, and stick around until the end of the program and you'll hear about a great deal exclusively for the listeners of PDGA Radio. GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com brings you this PDGA Radio coverage of the 2008 PDGA World Championships in partnership with Disc Nation, Fairway Flyers, and LS Discs. PDGA Radio's special coverage of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships is brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. There, David and his staff would like to wish the best of luck to all the players this week in Kalamazoo and announce the opening of their new online retail store for Gateway's disc golf bags, cool-looking stencil dies, dead stamps, and tie-dye shirts, and more. Stop by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com to check it all out. New custom products added every week. Gateway Disc Sports is also hosting an upcoming B-tier event in Central Illinois on September 6th and 7th. This par 72 course at Foundation Park is one of the most picturesque and challenging courses in the country. The Gateway Open in Centralia is within 3.5 hours of 10 major cities, including Bowling Green, Memphis, Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. All players will receive 2 discs in their player's package, and there will be several baskets given away. So register today online or call Gateway Disc Sports for more information. And remember to visit GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. It appears that about 800 disc golfers from all across the world will be converging on the Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan area for the next week as the PDGA holds the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships. It's a combined tournament with both amateurs and professionals competing for world titles in 20 different divisions. Player check-in begins Friday night at the Holiday Inn West in Kalamazoo, which is serving as a host hotel. Check-in is mandatory. You must do it before 6 p.m. Sunday night. And then the players' meeting will begin at 7 p.m. over at the State Theater in Kalamazoo. Other events this weekend include mixed doubles events on Saturday, then the putting contest, distance contest, and mini golf is Sunday at Timber Ridge. Official play begins Monday morning with the Pro Men at Timber Ridge with tee times starting at 8 a.m. The tee times can be found from the PDGA calendar on PDGA.com. First group scheduled is Adam Olson, Sean Sinclair, and Neil Swanson. Meanwhile, the other divisions are scattered throughout the surrounding courses for their first and maybe even second rounds on Monday. However, the action will continue Monday night at Timber Ridge with the always popular World's Fly Mart. It starts at 7 p.m. PDGA Radio will be there along with more than 100 other disc golf vendors. Are you looking for that one-stop shop to get all your disc golf gear? Visit DiscNation.com to browse through a 20,000 disc inventory at great prices and guaranteed same-day shipping. Disc Nation has one simple philosophy: every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation is also the number one disc golf store for collector plastic, CFR discs, first runs, and out-of-print discs. All this and more at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, one nation under par. It's time now for the Disc Nation leaderboard for the 2008 PDGA World Championship, sponsored by Disc Nation, one nation under par. And, of course, since this is the preview show, there is no real leaderboard. Right now it's a tie between a whole lot of people for first place, and they're all throwing the same score of zero, which, for me, is likely the closest to first I'll be all week. But for this show, what I'll do for the Disc Nation leaderboard is remind everyone who last year's world champions were, in case you forgot. It was Nate Doss winning for the men at Highbridge Hills in Wisconsin. Valerie Jenkins took the women's title. And in Milwaukee for the amateurs, it was two local players there winning. Greg Schwartz won in advanced men and Katie Staus for the advanced women. Up next, we'll talk with Kevin Dowd. He's the assistant tournament director for this year's World Championships, and we'll preview some of the events coming up over the next week or so. This special edition of PDGA Radio is being brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, Disc Nation, LS Discs, and Fairway Flyers. Hey, disc golfers. Next time you're in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, make sure you stop into Fairway Flyers, undoubtedly one of the finest and largest all-around disc golf pro shops in the world. Customers call it the Mecca of disc golf and a candy store for adults. So stop in and see Mike at Fairway Flyers for everything disc golf related. From an inventory of thousands of discs and accessories to directions and scorecards to the dozens of area courses. If it's disc golf or Minnesota disc golf, it's at Fairway Flyers and fairwayflyers.com. PDGA Radio's covering the 2008 World Championships, and we got the assistant tournament director away from his busy duties to help give us a little preview of the weekend's activities and the week itself. And things are already started tonight with players check-in and a whole bunch of stuff going on, right?
Yes, we've got doubles happens tomorrow at Timber Ridge and Oshtemo. People have been checking in left and right already. Check-in also runs tomorrow and Sunday.
All right. And the players check-in, is that mandatory, or for some out-of-staters getting in, can they just kind of show up to their course Monday morning if time is forcing them to do that?
That would not be a good idea. There's a mandatory players meeting on Sunday night, and there's check-in up until an hour before the players meeting starts. So registration will end Sunday at 6 p.m.
So you must be there Sunday night.
Yes, you need to be checked in Sunday night.
Get your players pack. You can enjoy that Sunday night, catch up on some rest, and get ready for the action Monday morning. With play starting on Monday, they've also got the Fly Mart that night as well. So a lot of action going on at the Fly Mart this year?
Oh, yeah. We've already got over 100 tables filled. It'll be a great time out there at Timber Ridge. It's all indoors. There'll be just tons and tons of discs to look at and everything else that comes along with the great Fly Mart.
So single start on Monday. The Fly Mart is Monday night. Then Tuesday, more singles. And then the Players Party Tuesday night. Tell us about the Players Party and what we should be looking at for there. Big concert is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, the Players Party on Tuesday night at Bell's Eccentric Cafe. We've got two bands up there. Who Hit John is opening for Schlitz Creek. You can find those guys off our website or just look at schlitzcreek.com. They're a local band here in Michigan. They play some great bluegrass music. And we're going to have food served up by our bellies. DGA is our sponsor for the party. All the players will eat for free, and it should be a great time.
And then another concert Wednesday. Is that what the schedule's showing?
Yeah, then we have a concert at our state theater here in Kalamazoo. It's going to be Covert Operations opening up for acoustic hookah. And that's only $10 for PDGA members, and then it's also open to the public for slightly higher.
And that Wednesday night is also the night of the Great Big Shuffle, so Thursday it's likely the players are going to be in a different pool, so reminder now, players, to check your pool assignment before you head out Thursday. You're listening to PDGA Radio, special coverage of the 2008 World Championships, being brought to you in part by Gateway Disc Sports. We're talking with Assistant Tournament Director Kevin Dowd. Up next, we're talking about the awards and Hall of Fame banquet on Thursday.
The banquet is at a premier venue in Battle Creek, the Heritage Towers. It's one of the nicest conference facilities in the area. We're excited to, you know, have the awards there, and it'll definitely be a good show.
And then Friday, it's the last day of the singles before the cut and semis and finals on Saturday. There's a glow round Friday night to kind of wrap up the week, but also a big baseball game that you've worked out with the local team there, right?
Yeah, we've got the Kalamazoo Kings, which are a Frontier League baseball team. They play over at Homer Stryker Field, which is a really nice stadium, really nice venue. We are doing a great thing for our charity, Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation. We hooked up with Discraft in this excellent preemie promotion, and we're going to be giving away plane tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S.
All right. Well, that's kind of the week ahead in a glance. Again, this weekend, the practice, you can get out there early tomorrow morning and check a few of them out. There's also doubles going on. And then Sunday, there's a putting contest, mini golf contest, distance contest, edge skills. That's all at Timber Ridge. Timber Ridge, it's the course to be this weekend if you're not playing. What's going to be kind of the policy this week as far as if you're done playing a course, can you get out to another course if there's no one out there at the time and kind of check it out and practice, or is it going to be off limits?
Yeah. Well, on the schedule, the final draft version of the schedule that will be included in the player's guide, it will tell you when courses are open for practice, but we've worked very well with the parks and we were able to discourage the casuals from coming out during tournament play, and that will apply to tournament players.
All right. Well, there you go. Registration is closed, so if you're not signed up, you're out of luck. Come on down, volunteer, or just watch the 2008 World Championships where history is already being made. It's going to be the largest single disc golf event in history. We're talking with Kevin Dowd, the assistant tournament director. Good luck, Kevin, and we'll see you around this week.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really happy to have everybody in town.
Years ago, from the waters of Lake Shawnee in Kansas emerged treasures that soon became the beginning of LS Discs, now one of the world's leading disc golf outfitters, with thousands of new and used discs and accessories available, along with a unique and fashionable apparel line. LSDiscs.net should be your first stop for disc golf supplies. LS Discs, promoting the sport of disc golf locally and nationally. They would like to wish all the players good luck this week, especially Team LS Discs. Looking at a weather forecast here that no one should be disappointed with, as the Kalamazoo area is expecting steady temperatures all week long for the World Championships. Expect highs in the upper 70s with only a slight chance of rain a couple days, most notably for this Saturday, as the doubles competitors may see a few sprinkles scattered in with some peaks of sunshine. Otherwise, they say a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday, with winds relatively calm all week at 5 to 10 miles per hour and overnight lows near 60. It should be some great weather for camping, disc golfing, just all around good times by all.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
And a programming reminder that the next edition of PDGA Radio will become available Monday morning. It will highlight the players' meeting from Sunday, weekend side events, and preview the days ahead. Then we have the regular edition of PDGA Radio Tuesday, another special one Thursday morning, two more on Friday, and another Saturday night. Go ahead and sign up for the podcast if you're already not. It makes things so much easier. Podcast subscribers already had this show in their list when they woke up this morning. Things work great that way. Special thanks to our sponsors, as without them, the special coverage would not be happening. So go ahead and thank them and support them with your business. They're Gateway Disc Sports with GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, Disc Nation with One Nation Under Par, Fairway Flyers in St. Paul, Minnesota, and LS Discs at LSDiscs.net. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAStore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAStore.com. buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. And now for the piece of information you've been waiting for, your reward for being a PDGA radio listener. All you have to do is now go to the World's Fly Mart at Timber Ridge this Monday night. And either before or after saying hi to me at the PDGA and PDGA radio table and getting some cool new PDGA radio merch that Gateway made for us, well, head over to the Gateway table, mention you heard the show, and Dave from Gateway says he'll give you a 2-for-1 special on putters. You can't beat that, a free putter just for buying one. It's courtesy of Gateway and PDGA Radio. And hey, if you can't be at the Fly Mart Monday, just send Dave an email, david@gdstour.com, saying the same thing, and he'll hook you up with the same deal. Remember, Gateway's giving 2-for-1 deals on their putters if you mention PDGA Radio. Until we meet again, myself and everyone at the PDGA wishes everyone the safest of travels as the Disc Golf World convenes in Michigan over the next few days. So again, thanks to Gateway, Fairway Flyers, LS Discs, and Disc Nation for their help in bringing you this special edition of PDGA Radio. I'm Steve Kaczynski. I'll see you all in the zoo. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.